SBS
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 SBS Radio.
Sinabi ng isang mamamayag mula BBC na si Carrie Gracie sa Komite ng Parlamentarya ng Briton na ang publikong broadcaster ay minaliit at hindi binigyan ng halaga ang mga kababaihan upang maiwasan ang pag-amin ng pagkiling sa kasarian. Kamakailan, bumitiw sa kanyang pwesto sa China si Binibining Gracie at inilabas na siya ay binabayaran ng mas mababa kumpara sa mga lalaking katapat. Narito ang ulat ni Camille Bianchi na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Sa loob ng 2 oras, nagbigay ng emosyonal na paliwanag ang mamamahayag na Briton na si Carrie Gracie tungkol sa pagtatrabaho nito sa BBC at inakusahan ito ng institusyonal na diskriminasyong nakabase sa kasarian laban sa mga kababaihang manggagawa. Sinabi ni Binibining Gracie sa Komite ng Media sa Parlamento ng Britanya, nabigo ang organisasyong Isabuhay ang sariling editorial na misyong ibalita ang katotohanan sa pamamagitan ng pagtanggi na mayroong problema sa patuloy na pagbayad sa mga kababaihan ng maliit na sahod kumpara sa mga lalaki sa parehong posisyon.
They're not living the same values as the rest of us. It makes me angry, it makes me disappointed, it makes me desperately anxious for the future of the BBC. We can't, and like I say, we just, you know, if we're not truth tellers, who are we? We're no better than the next news source. I mean, the BBC lives or dies by its reputation for telling the truth without fear or favour. That is what we go out and do every day. And that is what our bosses should do.
Itinanggi naman ng tagapamahala ng broadcaster ang anumang sistematikong diskriminasyon sa kasarian sa usaping sahod. Tinanong ng hepe ng Culture at Media Committee na si Damian Collins ang mga tagapamahala ng BBC na dumalo sa pagdinig kung nais ba nilang humingi ng tawad kay Binibining Gracie at iba pang mga manggagawa.
BBC accepts that she was underpaid for years and that that was wrong. Do you believe something we've not heard so far, that actually she deserves an apology, and there may be other women at the BBC who have gone through a similar experience who also deserve an apology from the executive board.
Nagbigay ng direktang apolohiya ang direktor general ng BBC na si Tony Hall at sinabing bahagyang sang-ayon siya kay Binibining Gracie.
I'm sorry, it went to a grievance, and I said up front at the beginning I'd very much like to resolve the case of Carrie Gracie with her. And I'm sorry this has taken so long, and I'm sorry within this position, yes. But as I said, I think the thing that actually divides us, because there's an awful lot that we agree and in terms of analysis of what should be right and all of that, is the idea that every single editor, home and abroad, I would imagine, should be paid exactly the same, I don't agree with. It should not be a matter of gender. Completely agree. Outrageous if it was. But, you know, you have balances between different editors and we need to be very upfront about what that, as it were, pecking order is.
Sinabi din ni Ginoong Ho, binigyan niya ng prioridad ang pagkakapantay-pantay sa lugar trabaho at nakasentro din sa mga karapatan ng kababaihang manggagawa.
The values that BBC stand for are really important, and you were right as a committee to focus in on the values of the BBC because we're owned by the public and our values matter hugely. But I do want you to know that since I came back to the BBC, equality, and equality particularly with women, has been something that I felt very, very strongly about and wanted to fix and do things that were long-term changes.
Sinabi din niya, magpapakilala sila ng maliwanag na sukatan upang matukoy ng mga tauhan ang tamang iskala ng sahod at malaman kung saan sila nakaupo sa loob ng kanilang banda ng sahod. Hindi tumalikod si Binibining Gracie sa badya simula nang madiskubre noong Hulyo na binabayaran siya ng mas maliit kumpara sa mga lalaking katrabahong nasa parehong papel. Inilarawan din ito ang diskusyon sa pamahalaan ng BBC tungkol sa sweldo bilang nakakainsulto at sinabing binigyang katwiran ng organisasyon na ang mababang sahod nito kumpara sa mga lalaking katrabaho ay dahil siya ay nasa in development. Si Binibining Gracie ay nagbalita sa China ng 30 taon at nagsasalita ng mahusay sa wikang Mandarin.
You know, we're not in the business of producing toothpaste or tires at the BBC. Our business is truth. we can't operate without the truth. If we're not prepared to look at ourselves honestly, how can we be trusted to look at anything else in our reporting honestly? It is. It just won't do. It can't be a starting place to not deal with the facts.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.